Living from my good heart, I am well provided for in life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Living from my good heart, I am well provided for in life. You know, we think that we have to get out and do things. We think we have to get out and make things happen. We have to get out and create things and demand things and so forth. And how little we know. How little we know. When we live from our good heart, everything is provided for us. Everything. We were just talking about funerals in Europe and how when Sylvia was a little girl, she went to a funeral, which happened occasionally. And the farmer who died lived up on the mountainside, about a half an hour from the city, from the village. And he was brought from his farm to the village. And every little farmhouse along the way, every little house along the way was facing on the road. And the people were standing there waiting for the procession to come along. And then they joined the procession. And right at the beginning of the procession, a very gentle snow began to fall and began to cover everything with this white blanket of purity and love and goodness, as though God were giving its last recognition and farewell to this wonderful old farmer who had lived so nicely in his community. But on the way into town, the procession grew longer and longer and longer, as everyone in town joined the funeral procession. Now, they didn't join the funeral procession because they thought he was so wonderful. They thought he was nice because he naturally was a farmer from their district, so he had to be super. But they joined it because they believed that having a long funeral procession, having everyone there, as many as could be, was not only a respect to the farmer, but a respect to themselves. Because all the neighbors would say, "Where's Mrs. Jones? You know, where's so? You know, and why isn't she attending too? Well, she's sick. Oh, okay." As long as there's a valid reason. But you see, living from my good heart, I am well provided for in life. And as these people in Switzerland, as well as other places, I'm sure, attend to their religious and spiritual functions like attending a funeral, they didn't attend the funeral for the man who died or the person who died. They didn't attend the funeral for the family of the people who died. They attended the funeral for themselves because they knew that when it was their turn to have a difficulty in their life, a tragedy or death, that the rest of the community would turn out for them. And they would turn out for them in spades, and they would have a party, and there'd be dancing in the street. And not because they're gone, but because they had been there. And perhaps because they were still there in their hearts. You see, living from my good heart, I am well provided for in life. No matter what things I do, no matter where I go, if I live from joy in my heart, the world just sort of showers me with gifts, showers me with love. We had a man who had a radio program for a long time, and the man's name is... he had his music program, and it was really quite something. Yeah, and as this man was German, and he had perhaps emigrated to this country, when he got onto the radio and started to have a talk show telling about music, those people who loved music listened to him. And those people who didn't love music listened to him because he had such a beautiful voice. His name is Karl Haas. And as he spoke, the music of the past, the great composers, the great musicology became such a joyous experience that the little children in the family listened, and the mothers and fathers listened, and people who didn't give a hoot and holler in hell for music of the grand style that he spoke about in the classical music, they listened. Because he made it sound so interesting. He made the composers like real people, not just like strange sounds that grated on the ear, and they wanted to have a little more of a modern beat to it. Well, the music did have a modern beat to it. It was the music that was modern in its time. It was the music that was played every day in its time. From the churches, where they didn't have radios, remember that? Yeah. They didn't have television, they didn't have theaters, except where they went to play these musical pieces. And the king would oftentimes give musicals in his yard and have composers create musical pieces to be played at the musicals. And it became the king's son, or the king's, and then in the church, the giant churches, that was their theater, that was their radio, their television, their communication center. And people came to the churches, and they sat in the churches, and they listened to the music. And I'm sure that of the many hour services that they had in those days, much of it was music. And so the musicians of those times, who were the directors of music for those given churches, were good. And you see, they're living from their good heart. These musicians are living from their good heart. They're living from the love, the delight of the divine within them shining forth. And the people feel that. They feel that. And they harmonize with it, and they glow with it. And do you think that they want to do nice things for the musician? Do you think that two lovers who were brought together by that music want to go to the musician and say, "You'll never know what you did for us, but here's a pig, you know, here's a lamb, here's some chickens or something, you know," and they bring them gifts of whatever they can. And how wonderful. So you see, living from my good heart, I'm always well provided for in life. We too can live from our good heart and always be well provided for. I've been telling you stories about some of my experiences as a child where I was giving of my good heart, and people just showered me with opportunities that nobody else had. And the other kids in the neighborhood would say, "How come you're getting, say, babysitting jobs, you know? I'm as old as you are, and people don't ask me." Well, do you act responsible, or do you act irresponsible? Do you think they want you with their kid when you act like you do? Where you throw a tantrum because you don't get what you want, you know? Or will you throw stones at people's windows and not stopping to think, "Hey, that's money. That costs money to put that glass back in there, besides being a bother, you know?" And, you know, you got to think of those things. "Well, how come you think about those things?" Well, that's what my mom taught me. That's what my dad taught me. And I listened. I didn't pretend. I mean, I pretended I wasn't listening because that was the thing I was supposed to do. But I did listen, and I learned. And now I'm telling you. And, you know, of all these kids that have ever, you know, didn't say I was better than you, but just said, "Hey, it works for me," none of them disrespected it. None of them disrespected me. And that was really quite something, because they were sometimes some pretty naughty little boys and naughty little girls, too. I remember Patsy Means. She lived across the street. Her father went to jail for embezzlement. And so she was living there, and, you know, the whole family had to live with their father being in prison. And but she would walk to a school with me, and she was a little shorty. She was my age and my grade in school and everything, but she was just up to my chest. And I'd say, "Patty, you're fantastic." And she'd say, "You don't know the half of it." She said, "Just remember one thing. Good things come in little packages." Good things come in little packages. And I never forget that. And from her. And I see her every time I think of the phrase, "Good things come in little packages." And I said, "What do you mean? What good things could ever come in little packages?" "Well, diamonds and things like that, you know." You know? And, yes. And so now I'm always thinking of a diamond in a little package, whenever I think of good things come in little packages, and Patsy Means. And her father got out of prison, and when he got out, he went back to the bank, and they took him back, and they said to him, "You were sent to prison. You were sent to prison wrongly, and your job is always available to you here." Now, they didn't pay him. They didn't publicly, you know, exonerate him, but they took him back in the same bank because there had been some some nonsense going on in the upper up, and they were using him as a fall guy. Mm-hmm. And his family always believed in him, and we in the community, we only knew good things about him, you know. And he never was in prison a bad man, you know. He never was anything other than what he was. So Patsy Means is a name that stands out in my mind as a love thing. Living from my good heart, I am well provided for. And her family, all the time he was in prison, never had to worry about a thing. And nobody ever asked why they didn't have to worry about a thing. Is it because he stole the money and they were using it? Or was it because the family was being taken care of because this guy was given a false rap, you know? But you see, when you do things right, living from my good heart, I'm always well provided for. This man lived from his good heart. And because he lived from his good heart, he got misused, but he didn't let it bother him. He knew the truth about him, and his family knew the truth. And he stood up for it. And when he was back home again, working at the bank again, everybody was saying, doesn't make sense. He said, things happen, you know. And his real friends stood by him, and they always would. And so, you know, living from a good heart, I'm always well provided for. And you will be too, if you can find your heart. Now, where is your heart? Your heart's in love with life, and you, and me, and us. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you.
Love you. I love you. Love you.